Good morning, Mike.
Morning, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to me. I'm speaking to Mike Smith, who's the CEO of recently launched a new job board, 360 Hired. Mike, it's good to speak to you.
Yeah, you too. It's a beautiful day here in sunny Brisbane, so it's lovely just to be looking out the window and seeing what's going on in the town.
Great. And you've just come in from a martial arts session, or you were telling me earlier that you get up at 5 and you teach martial arts.
Yeah, so I've actually been involved in various martial arts for about 20 years now. So since I was quite young, and I now teach Muay Thai or Thai kickboxing 4 days a week. So mostly nights and some mornings. So the days start very early for me and finish quite late. So it's around this time of day, I'm a little bit laggy sometimes. So a nice coffee will just help pep me up.
And what's the story from martial arts that takes you to launching a job board in 2018?
It's a different, I guess I've taken a really different course through my career, and I started out in through my teen years, my whole focus was martial arts, and it's a passion. Unfortunately, you can't really make much of a living out of it. It's quite difficult to, be prosperous teaching people to kick and punch each other. But I actually started out as a motor mechanic. So I went through and done my trade and flipped myself into a technical role with an automotive company in Australia, as being a technical go-to person within the company. I then went and flipped again into product development and product management, and it was kind of there that I started seeing issues with trying to recruit people, and seeing some really great people fall through the cracks because we're too slow to get back to them or to organize interviews, and we couldn't find the best people through different industries. So we were really big on getting people who, well, may not have had specific automotive knowledge, but they had knowledge of other key areas that we wanted. So from there, I went and jumped into website development and more technical product management roles, and within sort of the digital space. And then found myself managing large-scale projects as a project manager in CRM transformations, digital business transformations. So from, new websites, social media, through to their CRM, marketing automation, and all that kind of thing. Most recently with some large recruitment companies in Australia, and it was just through there, every role I've sort of taken a little piece, and the same themes kept coming up, and I just thought it was time to kind of do something. So originally, I launched a company called Rec Finder, which was solely based around trying to find great recruiters in local areas. And then we've most recently pivoted the whole business into 360 Hired, which is a much more substantial offering. So yeah, it's quite a long and winding road to get to the point where I've decided to launch 360 Hired, but I really think that with my sort of varied background, that's what's really driven the launch now, and why we did that was really there was significant gaps in the market, particularly in Australia and also in the UK, from what I've seen with more advanced job boards, and job boards that did more than just advertise jobs really well. So there's some fantastic boards out there that's their goal, and their focus is to be great advertising platforms for people who want to fill jobs. We're looking to go sort of further than that.
Can you describe that? I mean, what would you describe your key differentiators from the incumbents? I mean, launching a job board in 2018, it's a brave move, and of course it's something that you're going to do if you do have those differentiators. So can you take them through us? Take us through them.
Yeah, not a problem. So I guess for us, our job board's really the start of a cycle for an employer or a recruiter. Where we're heading is more of a full application or so job advert launch to hiring board. So the job ad the job board is really there to get people in, to get candidates online and that kind of thing. From there, we've designed the back end to be a lot more functional in that you've got that ATS functionality to track applications and that kind of thing, but you can also create ways to engage more candidates at a higher quality level. So the use of video, we're fully integrated with video recording and editability functions. So what you can do with that is really add those videos into one, your employer profile, and you can also add a personalized video into each job ad to really drive what the job ad's about, what your company culture is if you're an internal hiring manager, which really just drives applications of a higher quality level that we've seen through the use of video. And then there's the online interviewing part at the moment, which is if you follow that cycle, so once the candidates applied, traditionally that's the end of that cycle for them, and they wait for a phone call or email to say whether they've been successful, they go through to interview or unsuccessful. With 360 Hired, we really found that a lot of people on the hiring manager side, they lose quite a few candidates because of that lag. With what we've built, you can take a person from application to interview within minutes if you'd like, and we've seen that in a couple of our trials where the right person's applied, the hiring manager's been on the platform, and they've immediately messaged through our instant messenger and done the interview right then and there, and a day later that person's got the role. So they've taken the average hiring time down from, in their case and in their particular business, was around 4 weeks to around 3 hours.
Great.
That's really what we're doing, is we're really refining the application process, you know, and really cutting out those big chunks of time in how you have to schedule interviews and the back and forwards between two people, trying to line up scheduling and all that kind of thing, and just getting people through as quickly as possible into the right role.
So, and how, if you looked at the potential of where you think you could take job boards to what extent do you think you've maximized the potential of technology with 360 Hired so far?
I think we're about, maybe if I put a percentage against, I think we're about 10% there, to be honest. I think there's vastly more improvements we can make, and things that we can do with automation and linking into people's businesses to make those things easier. So, you know, we're on a call today because of our upcoming or because of our partnership with you, Steve, and Itabu. And that's one way that we're further, you know, refining that time so that people don't have to create multiple job ads on platforms, and they can really create their own little ecosystem that works for them. But I think, you know, in terms of what we're doing, it'll be further integrations. You know, we're looking at some other, you know, psychometric testing and evaluation and job skill testing all being on board, along with some other things that I'm sure once we flesh out a little bit more, we can talk about. But there's, I don't think we're anywhere near where we could be, but we have made a significant start to getting to our end goal. So over the next 6 to 12 months, we're going to be, every month we're rolling out new features, refinements, new products that'll fit into our existing plans that we have. So we've also flipped the model on how we make revenue and how we create revenue, and that's really through subscriptions. So our customer base that we're looking at are continually looking to hire new people. So it's it's really that trying to create its own ecosystem around it and just further cut the time to hire.
And if we looked at the Australian market, if you were going to tell listeners, give them an overview of the current position in the Australian market as far as the job board market goes, how would you summarize that?
In one word, it's a monopoly at the moment. It's really with Seek. I think LinkedIn's quite a bit far off where someone like Seek is, and from what I've seen, other markets in the world don't have that same kind of dominance in one area. We do have quite a few small niche job boards, but they are tiny and they're very niche in their approach. So one, for instance, is a mechanical engineering one, that a job board that only looks after mechanical engineering roles in specific industries. So they're really refined down to one or two industries. So it's a Seek definitely have the lion's share at the moment. And I think that's going to change as they change their business model. I feel like there's a gap there for some really good advanced job boards to take some significant market share.
Yeah. So if we were talking in 3 years' time, where do you envisage the industry going, the Australian market specifically? Where do you see that in 3 years' time?
With the Australian market, I think we will see, or we are undergoing, you know, as a wider sort of part of a conversation, we are undergoing a rapid change in roles and role types. So full-time jobs are declining and there's more remote work, more freelance type roles, and that gig economy is really taking off. So I see with that job board piece, we'll be looking to capitalize on that in ways that, you know, the big guys haven't looked at, or maybe looking at in the background but haven't actioned on. Because we're smaller, we can move really fast, and that's our, you know, that's where we have a little bit of an advantage. We can make changes on a day, for good and bad, to be honest. There's, you know, you can always make quite a bad decision and trial it and wind yourself back. But I think with those, that kind of monopoly we've got now, in 3 years, I feel like we are going to move more to that, what seems to be the norm around the world, where you do have a few large players and then you've got quite a few smaller guys who are going to be a bit more advanced in their approach.
Just to wind back right to the beginning of the conversation, probably back to martial arts. What advice would you give to other entrepreneurs looking to enter the recruiting space? And are there lessons that you bring into business that you've learned in the martial arts that you could go into?
There's a really good one. And it is, you are going to get sort of hit and knocked down and given nose and it'll never work. And that's something you do need to be quite resilient to, but you also need to learn when those nose are sending you a message that you should take note of. So there's, you know, that type of resilience that you build up through years of training and being pushed into uncomfortable decisions. And then, you know, obviously for anyone that's looking to enter, you really need to make sure that it is something that you are passionate about and you can stick to, because recruitment is seen as an industry that's rife for disruption, if we want to use all the great taglines everyone likes to use now. And there is, I know of tens of companies in Australia that are popping up, that are trying to crack the code, if you will, in, you know, digitalizing and removing people from what is inherently a people business. So it's very competitive just across the whole recruitment space. And it's the big thing for me is to just that resilience. If you've got an idea and you believe that it's got merit, then you need to push and, you know, find people who can champion your idea at a higher level, because that's what, you know, really helps drive, you know, it's what helps drive our business, is having those key contacts in our market in really, really high significant positions where they can cause influence by a simple email or message to another person. So that's, I guess that's the same advice I'd give to anybody, to be honest. They're looking to change markets, enter a market, or pivot your business into something else.
When you look at martial arts, would you say the biggest positive impact it has on your ability to push business is simply the physical activity or the mental rule sets that it embeds into you?
I think it's more the mental. It's overcoming the challenges. So, you know, there is intense physical challenges you need to overcome, but the mind plays a greater part than, you know, your mind or your body can go for a lot further than what your mind will think it can, if that makes any sense at all. So you tend to give up before your body does, is what I'm saying in a better way of putting it. And yeah, it's really that. It's using, you know, being mentally tough, being mentally resilient, would be the best way that I'd put it. And, you know, you can, just so you can keep coming back for more. And, you know, that mental kind of situation that you get yourself into, where you do see negativity or you do feel like giving up, martial arts really teaches you to push through that and keep going, because there's always something better on the other side. And, you know, things get really hard, really difficult. It's a very uncomfortable position, being hit and kicked, and, you know, even in training, you can get hurt if you're not careful and all those kind of things. And you just learn to be malleable and move yourself around things and when to go through. And yeah, that's really the big lesson, is just that mental toughness as opposed to physical.
Yeah. I think they call it physical grit.
That, you know, that physical part comes and goes pretty quick. It's the mental part that can stay with you. So,
Mike, it's been great speaking to you. Before we close the conversation down, where can people find out more about you and 360 Hard?
So look, best thing is Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. We're all 360 Hired. Just 360 Hired, at 360 Hired. And then for myself, LinkedIn and Instagram, and Twitter, they're all the same. So at 360 Hired Mike.
Fantastic. Mike, thank you. Thank you so much for your time, and appreciate you taking the time to speak to us.
Not a problem. Thank you very much, Steve, for your time. You.